For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Physically fit Army recruits are getting harder to come by, especially in the South. That is just one of the findings from new research out of Charleston's Military College, the Citadel. The school teamed up with the U.S. Army Public Health Center and the American Heart Association for a four-year study. They found recruits from 10 southern states are so unfit, they are more likely to become injured during basic training. Dr. Daniel Bornstein is the lead author of the study. He's an assistant professor at the Citadel's Department of Health, Exercise, and Sports Science.
These are deeply patriotic states that we've identified.
Dr. Bornstein says the most unfit states are unfortunately those that are most often heavily recruited. They include South Carolina, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. Many of these states also have the highest rates of obesity, diabetes, stroke, and hypertension. But Bornstein looked only at fitness. He analyzed the records of recruits injured in training, looking specifically at their cardiovascular fitness, measuring it by run times. He found those who were less fit, both men and women, were 22 to 28% more likely to suffer injuries during basic training.
What the results from this study show is that physical inactivity and low physical fitness is almost an equivalent of secondhand smoke. It is everybody's problem. It's bad for national security.
Dr. Bruce Jones is with the center and co-authored the report. He says he has been studying the effects of obesity on recruits for nearly 40 years.
We were not surprised by what we found. I mean, it made very good sense.
Jones says obesity has been on the rise among recruits, as it has been nationwide, for years. But he says this is the first time the Army has looked at physical fitness specifically and pinpointed states. What's more, the study examined the cost to the Department of Defense for each injured recruit. Dr. Jones says just bringing in a potential soldier carries a price of $25,000 to $30,000. So lose a recruit to injury, the bill only climbs.
Then the costs are somewhere between $30,000 and $70,000.
Both researchers, Dr. Jones and Dr. Bornstein, point out physical fitness is tough to determine because it's something we cannot see, unlike obesity. In fact, they found both male and female recruits who were overweight but physically fit were less likely to be injured compared to their thinner, less fit counterparts. So what's the solution? Should the Army look elsewhere for recruits, perhaps to states found more fit, like Colorado, Vermont, and Oregon? Or should it make changes to basic training to accommodate declining fitness as it has in the past?
I think the solution to this problem is really a societal solution and not necessarily an Army solution.
Dr. Eduardo Sanchez agrees. He is the chief medical officer for prevention of the American Heart Association.
Parents have a role to play. Government has a role to play. Employers have a role to play. Educators have a role to play.
Meantime, the study's author, Dr. Bornstein, says the answer may lie in part with a look back at our past.
You know, JFK recognized this decades ago. He recognized the impact of low fitness on national security. The president's physical fitness test was rolled out in schools. And if we don't begin to weave physical activity and improved physical fitness back into the fabric of our culture, we do it at our own peril.
There is a lot to lose. As the study's authors suggest, if we fail our children now, we may fail their future and perhaps a nation. For more on this story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.